And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego land. This is in Point Loma. We have our buddy, our friend, and a great guest, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here talking some fishing here, and boy, did he bring a great gift for you today. It's like early Christmas time. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Sports Grid Radio Network, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Hey, San Diego, the Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024, featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is going to be with one of our great buds, man. Super looking forward to it. Can't wait for today, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Captain Benny Florentino, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you.
Beautiful day at
isn't it?
Yeah. On San Diego Bay.
Santa Ana condition once again.
It's gorgeous.
It's supposed to be 70 degrees today. We're loving that.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, time to go fishing.
Roger that.
Yeah. Speaking of time, today would be a Clemente run, right?
Yeah, unfortunately for Clemente. Man, it's been tough there.
Has it?
Oh, man. We fished last weekend with a good friend of mine and his son, Caden, and Ron Matro. And we did middle of the island all the way around to the front. We had maybe 8 bass.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we caught all our fish on the front, but they were no bigger than 2 pounds. One bite.
Why do you think that is? Just off?
I don't know.
Current?
You know, I fished the beach yesterday for 10 bass for 6 hours.
Yikes.
You know, if you looked at or watched Eric Landis, my report, BD Outdoors on YouTube, I mean, everybody's having all the guys that are bass heads. Mm-hmm. We're struggling right now, man. It's a tough bite. So, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
But I love the weather. You know, I brought the Camus down.
Yeah.
Ricky,
cool.
Ricky and the boys at Fisherman's allowed me to park in one of the spots. I believe it's
nice.
The RP spot. But, man, I was, you know, blazing down the channel up to the landing, and it's just perfect class and good to see anglers out taking advantage of the rock fishing. You know, the ones I did talk to, they're all going rock fishing.
Yeah, rockfish has been good.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah,
that's what I hear.
Don't forget, then California waters, that ends at the end of this year for four months.
I know.
Can you believe that? But we're fortunate here because we can still slip over the board and catch them, right?
It's another 12 miles. We're back on again.
Yeah. So, Benny, tell us about that Camus from West Coast Marine. That thing is like insane.
I got to see it when I was walking up to the world headquarters, parked there. It looks good, buddy.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, you know. I mean, it's a very stable platform. I mean, I've been out in 20-knot winds and just right over the top. You know, with that stepped tunnel hull, it just rides. You know, it's typical of the East Coast, and you'll see it in a lot of, you see it down here, like Ali's boat and a couple of the other boys that have, that run the six-packs are running those go-fast 36-foot yellow fins, and they're all stepped hull. You know, it's everything that looks like Florida and Carolinas that are out here because we make those long runs and we want comfortable, fast rides.
Right.
I mean, I made it back from the middle of the island, Clemente, to Newport in like an hour and 20 minutes.
Come
you know,
on.
Doing like 38
Come
knots.
Come on. No way.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Crazy.
Just cruising.
So
yeah.
That step tall, does it give it kind of the effect of like a trimaran maybe or catamaran?
Pretty much. It picks the hull up, you know, and with that, you know, it's powered by a 400 Verado V10.
Whoa.
Yeah, with a jack plate. So
that's some power.
It's got a lot of torque, but I don't have to run very high RPM. So if you run smart, like the 35 mile an hour is like the sweet spot. Yeah, it's a sweet
Super
spot.
Super efficient.
Super efficient. You're getting about 2.4, 2.6.
Oh my God.
Yeah, in a big motor, right?
No way.
So you really got to be manage your fuel really well. So, I mean, you want to go fast. Like on a day-to-day, you want to do 50. I've gone close to 60 in that thing.
Oh,
yeah, trimmed up and just, you know. But, you know, 60 means that much less gas you're going to have wherever you need to go. So you have to be real, real efficient. But it's comfortable. You know, we have a T-top on it. If I have to do it over again, I'd go back to the arch and maybe put Isinglass or something around just because that T-top is just in the way.
Casting.
Yeah. But otherwise, man, the storage is incredible. The ride's incredible. You know, I have it rigged with Solix 12 Humminbirds with side imaging up and down, 175 kW through. It's rigged. And you know what? It's for sale. So if you want to take a drive and buy that boat, talk to Nick Kelly or Kyle Meza at West Coast Marine. The boat's for sale, and I'll be glad to take you for a spin, or you can come out. But
you getting another one?
Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's fantastic. And, of course, you equip everything with all the Shimano gear that anybody wants to use when you take people fishing.
Yeah.
What's the latest from Shimano that you can talk about it?
There's some really nice reels coming out in 2025.
Yeah.
I can't talk about them. But I field tested them, you know, during the summer. And I think the anglers, just like they did with Talica, it's going to be an upgrade from what, you know, you had before.
That's cool.
I mean, you know, nothing's wrong with, like, say, the old Talicas. Yeah, in fact, I think you guys blew those out during your sale.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully anglers took advantage because nothing's wrong with them. We just upgraded the Talica, you know, just like they did with the Trinidad a ways back. And we're going to do the same with a couple other reels and hopefully some bigger announcements as we go into 2025. But, yeah, the boat's fully equipped with Terramar, G-Lumis spinning rods, you know, nothing but the best, Stratix sustains, and all Tranks and Corrado DCs for the lighter gear.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the DC thing is just like it's a next level thing.
I think it's the best guide reel you can have.
Yeah. Did you say a Tranks DC?
No, I did not. I did not. Unless I accidentally said it, but
Captain
meant
Ben Florentino would like to be very clear in saying that he did not say that.
But he did say Corrado DC.
I did say Corrado DC. On lighter rods, and you know that's such a versatile.
What is a DC? The Corrado DC.
Yeah, it's digitally controlled to. With a built-in, what I tell my guests, it kind of memorizes the inertia or the spin of the reel, so it'll slowly break electronically. And so your next cast should be almost mimic the last. And as you give it more, it goes more.
Wow.
But it does help you break. It is not the cure-all for backlash.
Sure.
No. It is not the cure-all.
It's still backlashes.
It's still backlashes, you know, so.
It's just not as bad.
Yes, and you still have an adjustment. You still have the variable break on the side. And but, you know, I've taught a lot of kids, a lot of beginners. It's just the best reel for teaching and confidence for a lot of anglers. Because that seems to be the big deal with fishing a bait cast or open face is backlash.
Totally.
You know, they want to go to the spin reel, but they want to fish, learn how to fish a casting reel. And I always say, hey, let's just commit like an hour to it. And I actually have do a pretty much a class on it for about an hour. And yeah. Some people pick it up quick. Some, you need that hour.
And yeah. You can adjust how much breaking you want the digital control to do for you. And if you have it in the hands of somebody who's not familiar with casting a conventional reel, you turn that thing all the way up and give a good basics of it, you're going to greatly to almost completely reduce the amount of backlash. You might not get the casting performance that a Benny's going to get with a service iron rod, but then as the skill set improves, then you can start backing off the amount of breaking that the reel has, and then the performance comes with it.
And that's what we do. You know, they get the mechanics in, right?
Totally.
Like I always tell them, it's 2 to 9, turn your wrist. 2 to 9, turn your wrist. And, you know, you talk to any captain or you watch them fish. I mean, I learned that from Frank Lopresti in a seminar like eons ago where it was always here, turn your wrist. You end up pointing the rod where you want the lure to go. And we teach that all day long. And I'll say it and I'll say it until I stop saying it. That means they've got it. So
that's cool.
It's all about thumb pressure. It's all about mechanics. But once they get it, turn it back. They get farther, farther, you know, foot at a time, I would say.
And that's the cool thing about going fishing with Captain Benny Florentino is that not only are you going to have a great day on the water, but you can learn some new things, right?
Yes.
I mean, you can improve your skills.
Yep. And they could fish anything they want, weedless, jerk baits, spinner baits, A-rigs, surface iron. I mean, I have it all in the boat. It's a pretty much a floating tackle store.
I love it.
Yeah.
Got it all.
I love
Speaking
it.
Of tackle store, you brought some of your tackle to share with our caller or texter today, right?
Yeah. So you know.
Show us.
I know that you guys are live now, so I figured I'd bring a prop out of the
prop.
Boat.
Absolutely.
So what we're giving away
is that the DC Tranks?
No, this is a standard Trank. I did not say DC.
Yeah.
But with our technology, you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
So we're giving away a Terramar 80MH.
Oh,
it's the newer version of the Terramar. I'm sure it's pretty popular at Fisherman's Landing for the inshore boys.
Our most favorite.
And it's great for if you're fishing the islands, in the bays, coastal, cedros, bonitos, wherever. If you're fishing bass, you can throw A-rigs, jerkbaits, 140, 170, current snipers, you know, AFCO's swimmers. It's all around.
It's a beefy rod that can throw the heavy.
65-pound Power Pro. I fish Max Quattro on all my reels on the Tranks 300s, and it's either 40, 50, or sometimes 60 fluorocarbon leader.
So your go-to is a Trank 300.
This is probably the standard that everybody fishes in the boat. Now, I go to something different. If I'm fishing a 7-inch weedless, I'm fishing a 7.6 medium heavy Tranks 300 HG with the power handle. And the reason why you're getting a little
bit... The difference is show the power. Now, that's the regular handle,
this
right?
This is your standard handle here, and the power handle will be that knob.
The single, one with the knob.
Single knob.
Which is single knob, right.
Serious power.
And with 7.6, I think I feel the angler gets better leverage when they go from bite here to here, and they can just grind on it that way. And you got a shorter rod. And I feel that 7.6 maybe shuts down. When I say shut down, you know, usually on these 8-footers, shut down maybe about the fourth or fifth guide. That 7.6, it tends to shut down. And what I mean by shut down is you see the bend in the rod?
Yeah.
This is what we call shutting down right up in here. So.
Right there.
And 7.6 is a little bit shorter. You got a little bit more leverage.
Yeah, you got the sound effect in it.
Yeah. You were live.
So we're going to give away that rod
today. We're going to give away this rod to one lucky caller or texter.
Shimano will ship it to him.
Shimano will ship it directly.
It won't be a used one. It'll be a brand new one.
We don't want to give any of these away. He's had a rough summer.
So. Yeah, how many bass do you think caught on that, huh?
You know what's funny is one of my clients asked me that yesterday. He goes, have you done your analysis yet? I go, no. I'll take all my logs and do it. Because I like to do it at the end of the year. year because it's like last year was something like 2,432, you know.
Wow.
Because, you know, that's all I focus in is on bass. You know, throw in 40 yellowtail, maybe a sea bass, and a bunch of other googly goffs. But I really do
any
try
goof
to...
in this year on the way there and the way back?
No.
No?
Zero.
The year before, yeah.
Year before, yes. Right. A lot of foamers, a lot of chances, you know, a lot of too big to get.
Like, no, we're not going to try and catch that.
No.
Do you see much of the Catalina or Clemente black sea bass chasing a hook bass back to the boat these days?
Yes.
Is that becoming more of a thing?
That's still there. On the east end of Cat, yes, you know, fishing some of those outer stones.
Okay.
Yes, you'll hook a small calico and see this big submarine come up and try to eat it.
Wow.
There is resident blacks there, especially on the east end. There's a couple of rocks out there that are there.
Have some big black sea bass.
And then, of course, the west end, there's always that monster there that's always eating.
There's a resident monster one.
Yeah. I've seen one like
how big is the monster?
Like 100 something. I seen him eat a 4-pounder next to the skiff. Winding it in next to the skiff. Two guys up on the bow watching the bass come up, and this thing came up, inhaled it, turned, and busted me off.
Wow, that's crazy.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. No doubt.
And we had to leave because that was it.
I wonder what he did with the lead head.
Oh, I'm sure it just went in and went out.
Things got mouth like a 5-gallon bucket. I don't think he cared one
bit
about
that. One fell swoop and it was gone.
That's cool.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah. So when somebody goes fishing with Coastal Charge, how do you decide where to go?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, that's it. They go, well, I'll sign up for it. I'll pay you for whatever you do, but let me know what we're going to do. You know, the thing about the anglers is they don't need to worry about tackle. They don't need to worry about water coke, diet coke, Gatorade. They don't need to worry about rain gear because now I've outfitted the boat with some great AFCO transformers, you know, the pants and jackets.
Nice. Yeah, great stuff.
I have every size from 2X to small.
And you have that all on the boat?
All on the boat. So I have all that. So usually you just bring your lunch and snacks and you're good to go. So it's always up to me to decide. And I'm like, God, it'd be nice for them to just tell me I want to go here and then I could focus. But, you know, they're all about.
You have to make the call.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Ben.
God, Clemente's been biting, but God, do I want to come back in that again?
Yeah.
but you know, I appreciate it. That's a lot of compliments to where I've been and what I'm doing, you know.
Sure.
I have a regular, his name is Sam, that was out with me yesterday. He fishes with me about 10 to 12 times a year. And he just signs up every year and just gives me dates. And whatever I do, we do. Whatever we don't, you know, one year we were chasing kelp patties, catching yellows in Dorado. And one year we're just fishing bass on the coast. And, you know, everything's different. So he likes that. Back in the Back Bay, we fished Newport yesterday after fishing the beach. Caught a couple spotties. So
how much do people get wrapped up into Clemente? You know, I mean, it's the when it's on and fire and it's this mystique and it's big fish and you just can't help but, you know, Pete said the same thing this morning and I certainly thought the same too. Like, well, it's Clemente. It's always biting. It's always, you know, but you got a significant run to get out there. You've got an even tougher run to get back and that burns up a lot of your fishing time. And
then the Navy issues.
Totally. When the beach is on, it gets no better.
Yep.
Catalina's closer. Like, you know.
I mean, there are people that do sign up. I want to go to Clemente, never been there. I go, man, for the last month, it's been tough. Some of the best guys go out there. You know, it's not an easy feat to get out there. You have to have the right vehicle to get there, number one. Number two, it's got to be committed. And, you know, like I said, last week with friends, I went from Seal Rock all the way around up to pretty much the closure. That's a long haul covering.
And how many bass?
30.
That's a pretty good day.
It is, but when you go to Clemente, you don't want this. You're there for trophies. And, you know, now, when you're fishing for friends, you're fishing for good ones.
Yeah. Right? Now, I'm asking, because you brought a banana for breakfast.
Yes.
I see. You can see if you're looking at it. Did you have bananas on the boat?
I don't care. I eat them.
That could be the problem. You know, I'm just saying, right?
Are you a banana guy?
Try and take those bananas off. You might change your luck there.
But about Clemente, things have changed. I mean, we used to go back in the day, any time of the year, especially in the fall, especially wintertime. You get these fantastic conditions. You get good tide swings, all that. There's bait. The current's good. Water looks incredible. You would think you'd fire a surface iron and just get a couple of giants come up.
On every cast.
Yeah, it's been tough, man. I mean, just you really keeps you humble and work for them, you know. Yeah. So I tell
know
people.
The water's colder this year, earlier than I can remember.
Huh? I think it's normal.
Is it?
If you think 10 years ago, before, remember we had like 68 degrees in January and the yellows were biting and all that. I mean, you guys had like the most phenomenal yellowtail fishing in forever. So something's different in the ocean.
Definitely.
The bluefin aren't as close. Right. You had smatterings of it.
No, you're absolutely right.
But not like it has been. So there's
more of a normal cycle.
Something's different, you know. There's still a ton of bait out there. I mean, everywhere you look, there's spots of Chovy and
wonderful
everything.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's weird, the you know, the it's a long ways down now, it's a couple hundred miles, but the yellowfin and bluefin fishing for this time of year, it's the best it's ever been.
Ever.
You know, if you're on a it's crazy to even call it this, but almost an extended 3-day trip.
Yeah,
like to do it right, you've got to be on a 3-day that leaves first thing in the morning so you can get all that travel time. But if you can get down there, it is spectacular. Like, good doesn't describe it. You know, long-range boats are, like, getting full, like, filling all the wells. And there's been a couple stories the last couple days of, you know, boats down there with the guys quit fishing. You know, the big bluefin at night was so good after a full daytime of 50 to 90-pound yellowfins that people just quit. Like, I'm done. I got nothing left.
Yeah.
Like,
and a lot of fly line fish.
Unreal. It's unreal what's going on down there right now. Yeah.
And not line shy here.
Yeah.
Just, oh, my God, I love it.
That sounds good. Yeah, Jonathan Yamani has been posting like regularly, and he does a really good job.
He really does.
Aurora Polaris and posting like they've just been. I mean, it's just like every night, every day. I mean, they're just getting them.
Did you see the fish that John Collins caught on the Royal Polaris?
Yeah, what was it? 290.
290. Yeah.
Yeah, John Collins, who's in his 80s, right?
Yeah. Only a couple hundred miles
He's
down.
He's a badass.
He is a badass. Yeah. There's not another word to describe that. Man's a badass, no doubt.
For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding. So stoked to have Captain Benny in here. And just so much great stuff to cover. Sport boat, private boat, inshore, offshore, the whole nine. We're going to be having a great time. And we are really looking forward to talking to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning and get in on the fun, 213-432-1090 is how you do it. Again, 213-432-1090. 1090. That's the phone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. My phone has been buzzing all morning hearing all the texts come through. A very, very popular guest, and there's going to be a lot of text questions as well as your phone calls. And if you want to send us a text, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the past archive shows. If you caught something that you really wanted to hear again from last week, or you're able to, you know, you missed part of a show, you can catch anything through the Let's Talk Hookup app. You can listen on your drive home from work. It's a really fun way to do it, and it's the only way to text in your questions to Benny today. Make sure you include your contact info as well. Just a name and a phone number needs to accompany your text, because you might win that unreal prize that Benny talked about at the beginning of the show. We're giving away a brand new Terramar 80MH rod to one lucky caller or texter. That is my favorite rod in the Terramar lineup.
Yeah.
It's just, you said it best, but it does everything. You could lead head and squid for a bass. You could catch a yellow on a kelp. You could fly line for a school size tuna. It's a fancy. You throw an A rig for spotties in the bay. It just, that is the most all around rod. It's attractively priced. It's got a great warranty, and it is a killer rod that somebody's going to get at the end of the show today. How cool is that?
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to be having a lot of fun. Again, if you want to join us, get in on the fun. 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading the text, and a whole lot more fun with Captain Ben from Coastal Charter. As you stay tuned, you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Give your boat the love it deserves and install a custom sea deck kit from Blue Seas Fabrication. Blue Seas is the West Coast's only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Sea deck upgrades the look and feel of any boat, old or new. Sea deck non-skid decking adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication custom fit your deck, bridge, and interiors with stylish, durable, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean sea deck. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website QC Safari.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fun with Captain Ben. Coastal Charters, again, it's going to be a very busy morning if you want to get through. 213-432-1090 is the way you do it.
Yeah, Danny's manning the phones today. Thanks, Danny, for being there. 213-432-1090, and the phones are packing up, so let's jump into
it. Yeah, no surprise there. How about we start it off in San Diego? We got Roy calling us. Roy from San Diego's on the line. Good morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
What's up, Roy? Good morning.
Benny, quick question. I noticed the Tranks came out recently with a couple of smaller reels, 150 and a 200. What would be the difference or the rationale going one way or the other on those reels?
Well, you know, the 150, I mean, a lot of, like, if you ask Corey, it's probably one of his favorite El Salto, Pikachu's freshwater reel that you have. It's real versatile in the fresh.
I've seen him use it a lot in salt, too.
In the surf, right?
Yeah, surf or even rock fishing. I've seen
it.
Seen him do it.
But it's a nice compact. There's not a whole lot of difference. I mean, I have two, but I don't fish them that often just because that Corrado, that 150 DC is such a popular reel, and I have them. We fished the 200s yesterday. I think what I like mainly for me is I like the line capacity because I can put 50-pound Max Quattro on the 200, and it still has the bones if somebody's not too confident throwing a 300, and still has the bones to put pressure on pretty decent bass, you know. And if you hook a smaller yellow or barracuda or bonita on a jerk bait or something, and that's what I like throwing is a jerk bait. You can still get away with the 150s, but and I help field test that reel, and it's a cool reel. It casts incredible, especially with 30-pound, 20-pound braid. I mean, you could launch a small spinner bait a mile. So it's all preference, you know, as far as size.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of that reel, too, is like there, you know, across the board, that's a saltwater strong platform. Fit it to your hand, fit it to the type of fishing you're going to be doing. Like Benny said, with Max Quattro, line capacity becomes less of an issue because you're going to put plenty of line on whichever one of those you pick. Like you said, Corey cracks me up. Corey's a big guy. He's got big hands. He fishes big fish, and he loves using too small of a reel. And I can say that because I tease him all the time. Like, any anything that you think is the appropriate size. Corey's two sizes down from that. Never fishes a 400, you know, like always a 3 or a 2 or the 1,
or
you know, like exactly.
Tranks, yeah.
But you know what? That little reel's killer.
Fish it all day long.
It's light. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
They do a nice job, no doubt.
And how much line can you get on that 150? You guys know?
Plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I think 20 pound, geez, I don't know.
I couldn't tell you to the yard, but way more than you need. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like way more. Like Benny said, that if you hook the wrong fish with the right reel, you're still fine.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Roy, nice to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Happy holidays to you. You have a great text on.
I sure thought so. Yeah, good one to get us started with. Anyways, this morning, as we
The text. I'm just opening up the text.
Crazy.
You're popular, Benny. Yeah.
Well, mine was from Darren in Menifee, and it says, "Hey, happy December, boys, and especially to Captain Benny. I love throwing plastic. Corey's MC Weedless is my all-time favorite, but for winter time, I was curious what Benny's go-to bait for fishing lower in the kelp or all the way down to the bottom on structure would be."
My favorite is throwing a 1 ounce war bait in rock crab, which is basically red with black skirt, and Corey's 5-inch, anything with that brown and red in it, so it mimics some kind of lobster, crab, small rockfish, and just, you know, that's the way we've been fishing. We've just been fishing structure in like 40, 50 feet and just feeling structure, and you're going to lose a few, so you might have to come down to Fisherman's or wherever you're at and load up on a few. But, you know, if you come fishing with me, I don't really shake too much if you lose a few, because I think if you're in the structure, that's where you're going to find your bites. These fish tend to just go after that. And, you know, if you're really aware of it, lately we've been seeing a lot of lobster shells, which tells me some of them are molting. And when they molt, man, they're like candy to these big bass.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's soft shell. They can just
soft shell. They slurp them right up. Yep.
Yeah.
Is there much of a difference, or do you worry much, you know, from wintertime to summertime on the difference in shape? Like, you know, Corey's got the traditional swim bait that's kind of wider and bigger tail and slower kick versus the Viejo that's that longer, skinnier, you know, more body wiggle. Like, or is it more important to just get one in front of a fish, you know, structure-wise?
Yeah, in structure, you just got to put it in front of their face. Mm-hmm. But I tend to fish the Viejos in the summer because it's got a little bit more erratic movement in the water column. Water's warmer, fish are more active. They tend to sense that on their lateral lines, whereas wintertime, they hunker down, water's colder. There might be like a thermocline where it's 58 on the surface, and it could be 54, 53 where they're living. We notice that a lot of the fish work cold, like icebergs.
Really?
Like
when
really cold.
When you're grabbing hold of them, taking the hook,
yeah,
out, you notice how cold it is.
They're cold. Okay. Yesterday, they were really cold. So that just tells me there's some cold thermocline or upwelling, and they're just, you know, they don't want to move, man. They're like us.
Benny, how do you do it, man? You'd like fishing all day and day after day and just keep at it. You're like the Energizer Bunny.
yeah, Matt always says that. I can't believe you do that. You drive from where you drive. You know, you know what? I enjoy it. You ask any guy. I'm not going to be a millionaire doing it, but I enjoy it.
None of us are in this business. That's for sure.
You know, I enjoy the people. I enjoy being out. You know, I mean, my day starts on a regular day. Starts at 3 a.m. I wake up. I'm out the door by 3:30. Pick up the boat at AFCO at 4:30, quarter to 5. Go fuel. Pick up my guests at 6. Fish. You know, whatever they do. Do that on the freeway, sitting in traffic, come home, repeat.
Wow. You're an animal.
All summer, all spring,
winter, the thing fall. Think about bass, you can catch them year-round. You know, I mean, I did 20 days in November, and I'm on track this month to do 15
in December.
December.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Hey, Eric
in
Pomona has a great text here, and it's a really good idea, too. He says, "Good morning, guys. Happy holidays. I was hoping one of you could elaborate on how and when you are looking for the zone to cast. You want to find the current to do the right thing? What is the right thing? What am I looking for? I'm looking for current behavior or how fish are going to be in certain locations." So that's a good question, because you could be in an area and there's different zones. I mean, where are the fish?
I can tell you this much. If you fish with a guide and he says cast in that zone there, cast there.
Yeah.
That's what I can tell you. But
is that because you're familiar with the area?
Yeah. A lot of the areas, I mean, I've been fishing some of these areas for, you know, 35 plus years, you know. But every day is different. You know, if I do 10 days in a row, you can't go there and, like, freshwater, right? Guy will go to a lake. Oh, yeah, it's been doing this every day at this time. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. And they'll do that for a week, and then they change. Our lake changes differently, but I just look for pretty, you know, you look for current, you look for some kind of bait fish and water temp, and you just look for activity. You see birds kind of dipping and diving, number one. I see birds this time of year, I'm going to go there whether they're sitting, doing something, either it's going to happen or it already happened and you might catch the tail end.
Yeah.
But you look for some kind of life. If you see an area that's just void of life, that the kelp straight up or there's no surge, you know, along the rocks or anything, go find something else. I'm constantly moving. I moved. It's 10 casts we're out.
Wish always talks about conditions. It's all about conditions, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can get bite. Like yesterday, they bit the crankbait at slack tide.
Hmm.
You know, that's what we caught most of them on, deep diving cranks.
Deep diving cranks?
Yeah.
Like big ones?
Like 10XD deep.
Oh, yeah. Arm sore kind.
Painful.
Yeah. But,
you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Any particular color they like to eat? Or
you know what's funny? It was natural, like the chartreuse sexy shad.
Uh-huh.
And then the chartreuse and blue.
How deep does that dive?
So what we do is we make a long cast. I run the boat up, kind of let it dive a little bit, like maybe 20 yards. So it dives about 20 feet, and the rest you crank, and you're hitting 30-plus feet.
Wow. No kidding. Yeah.
The key is to get that thing going down.
Get it down.
So you're not cranking, and you're not losing line. So at least if you go 20 yards, you got 20 yards back, and it's already halfway down. So when you start cranking, it's...
So you move the boat with the reel and gear.
Put it in free spool.
Yeah.
Put a little pressure so it's going down. Free spool, put a little pressure. So it's slowly going down. It pauses going down. Like if you were cranking it, you know how you crank, hit structure, pause. Crank, pause. So now you're in the zone. And hooks in, all three hooks in the mouth and like one in the head.
Violent.
Wow. Oh,
they're eating it. Yeah.
So fun. Cool.
Yeah.
And what about, you can't really do that in kelp, right?
No, kelps, I mean, when you see fish, like say you just had activity and then they stop. The fish are still there. So what do? You take like a swim jig or a swim bait and just flip kelp. That's what we do. Downsize and flip kelp.
Going back to that big crankbait like he's talking about, which I haven't done, so that, you know, I'm only assuming, but you know, at Salto and places like that, the coolest thing about a bigger crankbait bite like that is it's not a small bait where they just like inhale it and it's gone. Like they, you know, when they're eating something that big, they got to kill it. You know, they got to chase it down and smash it. And like the bites are usually so violent.
They're so angry.
My favorite part about a bigger bait like that at Salto or something is it's not like the, oh, hey, I got one. I mean, they're like, whatever they're doing, they're smashing it or pinning it to the bottom, or they know that, like, they got to kill that tilapia before they can get it spun around, and, like, the bites are just rip the rod out of your hand. Much fun.
So much fun.
That's got me fired up.
Yeah. Hey, 213-432-1090 open right now. You want to get a chance to win a great rod from Shimano, a Terramar.
How cool is that, dude?
Like a Benny special, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. There's your chance. Let's jump in the phone.
Mike from Rosemead is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. You basically have already covered the water temperature situation. As it gets colder, you know, in December and January, and you've already covered that, so it kind of blew the wind out of my sails, but I'll just change it around. The crankbaits, are they weighted? Do they gradually just sink, or are they floaters and then you just have to crank harder or back up to get them deeper?
Some will
are they like a neutral?
Yeah, some will suspend. Yeah. So many different ones, but I know the 10XDs has a shifting weight in it, like a ball bearing, so when you cast it, it goes from one end to the other to give you distance. But they tend to... they're floaters. The 10XDs are floaters. Some of the others can't suspend. If you can find suspending ones, those are the best. They're good for the bay. They're good for fishing rock walls. Because what happens is as that thing's digging in the rock and you pause it, it stays right there. So if it floats, sometimes it floats too fast and the fish may not react to it as much, but if it pauses, boy, they won't let it get away. They'll crush, as we were saying, they'll come up and crush that thing.
They do hate something that just sits there in front of them. Like, it's not going up, it's not going down, it's just sitting. It's, like, challenging. Like,
they have no choice than to eat it. I mean, we had some bass yesterday that had squid in its throat. But they're eating this plastic crankbait.
They had to. I love it.
So mad.
Yeah, that's cool. Great. You have a great text, huh?
I do, and I thought it was a really good one. What a great show, Benny. You're such the ambassador for fishing. We love when you're on Let's Talk Hookup. It says, I'm in love with my brand-new Talica 12A, and I found it to be quite a significant upgrade from the previous Generation 12. I'm headed out on a four-day on Polaris Supreme on Friday. I'm not going to ask Benny about superstitions, but I am curious to know his take on full moon fishing and the impact that it has, both for our offshore yellowfin and bluefin in daytime versus nighttime, and then also about the bass on the kelp lines. That's all from DJ in San Diego.
Well, you know, we've caught, as far as bass is concerned, and Ricky could probably hit the tuna thing because I know it's usually the back of a full, but as far as full moon and all that, because a lot of guys try to plan their trips like that. I think they overanalyze. I go, hey, if your wife lets you go, just go, man. We'll figure it out. Because I don't know. I mean, sometimes they eat at night, sometimes they eat at the day. You know, you got to go. If you get a chance to go, just go, and we'll figure it out. I mean, some of the slow days we've had have been like 10 for 6 hours, but some of the slow days have been like 30 for 6 hours. Yeah. You know, it's all relative to whatever you want to do, and some days it'd be like 50.
Yeah.
You know, not big ones, but you're catching, you know, for local. So
it's kind of like bananas on the boat. Sometimes they bite when the bananas on the boat, and sometimes they not, right?
That's it.
But you know, it's like you got to go when you go.
You got to go and just be open-minded, you know, not to let that affect you. Yeah, there are, I mean, there definitely are some circumstance where full moon, back of the moon, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Is there a best time? I don't know. You know, on some of the weather sites they have, you know, you look at it, Windy has it. They'll show little fish on there, 3 fish, 2 fish, 1 fish, no fish. It goes, oh, it's not a good time. I go, well, the weather's good. And you're able to go. Let's go.
Let's go.
You know, I've known her to be
have
wrong.
You caught, and now when the, Windy shows the 1 fish, you still catch fish?
Yes.
At least one.
That's a good thing.
In terms of the tuna thing, I couldn't agree word for word with Benny said more. Like, does and can the moon have effect on things? Absolutely. But it's not the type of thing that you set your watch to that says it's good when it's this and it's bad when it's that. Sometimes, you know, the theories, they gather up and move. Sometimes they bite like hell. Sometimes they don't. It's a great excuse when you don't catch them, and it's just, you know.
Like, well, the full, well, exactly. The full moon, or is it darker than the moon?
If we crushed them, it's because my angling prowess was so good, and I put us on them, and we crushed, and it's just because I'm that good.
Right.
And if I went out and we failed, well, it's the moon. Anybody nobody's going to catch them on a full. Everybody crazy? Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a whole lot more fun with Captain Benny. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Sports Grid Radio Network and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Bass Lane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTrex to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrex 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up landing a bucket list 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTrex, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrex inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass at Steve Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fastlane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus has dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup again. What a great show today has been so far. Plenty of time for you to get in, too. If you want to come get in on the fun, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090, or keep those texts rolling through on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah, I have a great text here. Let me bring it up. It's from Royden from Spanish Fork, Utah. Nice to hear people listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, of course. And it says, good morning. Guys, what a great show. Listening to Benny talk about some of the great gear and what to use and help he helped develop. Can you elaborate a little bit more on the DC reels and how it's powered and how it works?
Also, can you elaborate more on how Pete keeps trying to get DC info out of Benny? Because I want that too. Yeah, let's keep that rolling also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good job,
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I guess we have to wait till July.
I think you might be right.
We'll see what happens. Elaborate on the DC technology. You know, it's a proprietary thing by Shimano, and they've had that technology for, God, a number of years now. I mean, it was way back when
the Trinidad, the Calais.
I mean, geez, guys are still paying a ton of dough for
like
those.
Over $1,000 for
them. $1,500 Yeah.
We had the gentleman in from Shimano yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday at the shop. It's why that company works so good is the higher ups come into stores like ours all the time. And with a pencil and paper and are asking questions, what's good, what's not, what's this, what's not. Yeah. We love DC. You know, I mean, I know that we're all joking about it right now, but that's what I told one of the guys was from QC and a little bit lesser on fishing side of things and more on just exactly that, making sure things are right. And he was asking us about reels, and we joke with him every time we put in a note. We want another Trinidad 20 DC. And we all kind of laughed it off, but then, like you were talking about, guys still spending dough. Think about that. You know, the kids that work in our store have the ability to buy any fishing reel that exists, and a Trinidad 20, in my opinion, is the single best surface iron reel that's ever been made, and yet 3/4 of the guys are still fishing with a reel that now is 20 years old,
25 years old.
Yeah. You know, it's like it's such a special thing for that little niche that, like, you know, I
wonder if they'll ever bring it back.
I hope so, man.
Yeah.
I don't
because they obviously have the technology.
I don't know that it makes enough sense for enough markets.
Probably not.
But I sure hope so.
I tell you, my thought is, can you imagine the 500, a little smaller, like a four and a half size? DC?
That's the reel that I have hope for, because it's not just our market. You know, the Muskie guys would go crazy for a 500 DC. Guys that...
like a 500 Tranks?
Yeah. Trust me, I'm assuring you, I don't know anything about this. In my mind, it still has to make sense.
It's just a wish.
It's just a wish. You haven't been using it.
No, I have
like,
not.
Okay, all right.
We'll, like, hook Benny up to a polygraph and see if we can get something out of him. But, like, that, you know, it has to make sense for them. them. You know, yes. Obviously we want a Trinidad 20 DC.
Right.
We're the only place in the world that takes that conventional reel and then wants to cast lures.
Right.
No one else does that except for a little bit thing.
Man,
oh, it works so good. It would be so nice.
Yeah.
But a Tranks 500 DC, you could make the argument all over the place where people could and would use that for other scenarios.
Especially a little smaller for throwing a popper, how much more distance you'd get.
What do you throw a surface iron with?
I throw with a 500.
A Tranks 500?
500, yeah. And I do have 20. I do have.
What do you put on it?
I put 80-pound max and usually fish 60 to 80, depending on what I'm doing. 60 is probably the standard.
80-pound max.
Yeah.
Why 80-pound? Just because it comes off the reel better?
It comes off the reel just fine. You can pack like close to 200. I mean, you're making a bomb cast, and that's it.
Yeah.
They're good for school-sized tuna. And I use that very, very lightly because, you know, I've had a 100-pounder eat a jig, but it's a good surface iron for throwing for yellows and for calico bass.
Yeah.
Especially because you can get them out of the stuff like right now.
Last Saturday, Danny Wade was on and,
Great show.
Yeah, that was such a great show. If you missed it, go on the Let's Talk Hookup archives on the Let's Talk Hookup website or on the Let's Talk Hookup app and check that show out. But, mono. That's all he talked about. It's like you got to cast with mono.
Yep.
I mean,
but with that too, and Danny very clearly said, you know, my information and my take on things is fishing from a sport boat or yellowtail on wherever it might be, the Coronado Islands or wherever else.
Yep.
And I'm with him. Like you have nothing in your way, no kelp, no whatever else. Mono is easier to cast. Period.
Yep.
Especially on every reel across the board.
Right.
You know, but if you're fishing in a skiff on a kelp line, you know, then there are times when that does give you the advantage.
Yep, and Danny
would say the same thing. Like, his info is a lifetime's worth of being on a sport
on the bow.
Yeah,
yep.
Totally.
Yeah.
You got it.
Can you cast mono on a Tranks 500?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it cast okay?
It casts fine.
Fine.
40 pound, no problem.
Okay.
That's what's on the reels of the Shimano casting contest.
Yep. Is it?
And
mono.
Yeah, it's mono for the same reason that Danny mentioned.
Yep.
It's just easier to cast. Now, Tranks takes a ton of the difficulty factor out of it. In my opinion, it's the only reel if you're going to be casting straight power pro because of the two things. It's the combination of level wind and that variable breaking system.
Those
two things working together that make it so good.
But if you wanted something even easier, put 40-pound mono on it, huh?
Sure.
Is that what you're thinking? Yeah,
it'll come off the reel just fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just fine. You know, and I have Trinidad 20s with 40 and 50-pound on them on 9 and 10-foot jig sticks, you know, because I grew up on sport boats, and that's what we threw. And,
absolutely.
On
do you
a
have
skiff,
any DCs, 20 DCs?
I did. I sold them for people that wanted to buy them for 12 and 15.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I got them for $300 back in the day. So why not? But I just think, you know, whatever you're used to fishing, I have guys that fish mono on the boat all the time. I dread it when they get stuck in the kelp.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just go get it, you know.
Yeah.
But I like the fact that if you hook a fish of a lifetime with 80-pound braid, 60-pound fluorocarbon, you're going to have a better than good chance of getting that fish in the boat.
Out of the
which
goal.
Is always the goal. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. Totally. Hey, let's jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Tommy P. Tommy P's calling from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tommy.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I just called in 2 seconds ago. Hey, you got me there?
Timing is good.
Yeah, you know, every year Wayne and I go fishing with Benny, and it's one of the highlights of the whole year for us. This guy is really good. I mean, we've had so much fun over a period of years, and just to see the looks and on Benny's face when he catches a fish is just incredible. But I had to call in and just say, hey, Benny, many, many thanks for all the good times that we've had out there. And I look forward to next August when we go again.
Well, thanks, Tommy.
Anyway, that's all I had to say.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Just remember that biters are good, but catching is better, right?
Hey, Tommy, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
This was a slight elaboration on the last thing that we talked about. It was a text from Matt in Apple Valley, and it was a question about surface iron fishing. But the one things that he asked for were the entire text was, what is your surface iron setup, which you graciously covered, but also what condition conditions are you looking for to throw iron at calico bass? And do you downsize the jigs from yellowtail to calicos? That's from Matt in Apple Valley.
As far as downsizing, no. I may change the color. I may go to like a straight mint. But lately I've been throwing Kicker Brands Cali Sunrise and painting a black tail on it. It's like an orangey brown orange, brown, and yellow jig. And I don't know what they, but they've been eating pretty steady. I fished Clemente last week, and I caught a bunch on that. Nothing big, but that's kind of like mine. But for, you know, yellows, I like mint. But, you know, sometimes we're on that squid, they'll eat the same color as bass color. So that would be my suggestion to you.
All right. Sounds very good. Thanks a lot for the text and the phone calls, too. 213-432-1090 open right now. You want to get through? Let's jump back into it.
Well, we got another caller that's a little bit south of here, where I wish I was at right now. That's all the way down on Los Barriles this morning. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Oh, it's Mark. Okay.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
I'm Los Barriles.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a...
Is the wind blowing today, Mark?
Not yet, but it blew a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, the fishing is you know, there's no pressure. You know, I caught last week a 70-pound wahoo.
Ooh.
And 6 Dorado. Yesterday we caught 2 marlin. We had a triple on the marlin, and we ended up with 1 Dorado. But the wind, you know, it was bumpy. My boat's not very big, so.
But, well, you don't have to go very far down.
Been, the beauty right? of it, yeah.
No. We were fishing off of Punta Pescador. And, yeah, it's the big thing is there's no pressure,
yeah,
you know. So,
nice.
You know, you're running around with 2-3 boats. And,
sweet.
But really, really good, steady fishing. With windy, if you pick your days and your time to come down, you know, there's no problem because you can get a 2-3-day break in the wind.
And the forecast on windy 7 days out, if you wanted to buy a plane ticket and come down, is that good, do you think?
Oh, yeah, because Volaris, if you fly out of Tijuana, you know, which, you know, is convenient for the people in San Diego, but really, really easy. You know,
and
so,
yeah.
And mostly, you know, ballyhoo, the sardinas kind of back down. The fish are biting on the small bonita. So,
right,
you know, if you catch
go,
the small bonita, it's great. Hey, I want to thank you guys. I got my new Costas.
Great.
They're all pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so
like
I want to thank
Costas
you for that.
For sure. And you need them down in Los Barriles,
yeah,
too. That, there's no doubt about that.
Yes,
hey, Mark,
do.
Nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including we're going to be checking in with Catch Reports. We got a lot more info, a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife, brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor, call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. We'll be right back.